Monday, July 1, 1 o'clock p.m., Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting, and Monday, July 1, 2019, at 1:02 p.m., Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting.
All righty.
I decided to start bringing this since I don't know what these are.
We need Jeff.
That'll make.
We need Jeff a lot.
I saw Christie run to the door, so, no, Jeff's here.
Where do you think it might be?
Well, I thought around Attica, probably.
I thought Saddle Lane was out west of Hubbard.
Saddle Lane.
Royal, Quimby, Pierce, Rose, Rowan, Moody, Oakdale.
No, it doesn't really matter, it's just that they.
I know, but I, now you gotta be curious.
They need a gravel. And then Hammond.
I don't see it.
Is it out by Keeman?
Hammond Avenue.
That would be an H by H, when that's Hammond Avenue, and then you, it's real close to H Avenue, so wherever the H's are at.
Saddleville.
That's in South Sioux area, it's, I think it's somewhere out by Keeman Drive, I'm guessing, I don't know why I'm thinking that.
It's not near Love Lane, is it?
Oh, my goodness.
It might be.
I have a list, I can look it up real quick.
Oh, it don't matter, I mean, we don't care.
Yeah.
Ready? It's 1 o'clock and Jeff is here.
All right, well. We will call to order the Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting for July 1st. It is 1:01 p.m. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Jan, can you call roll, please?
Kevin?
Here.
Larry?
Here.
Janet?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Tony is absent.
Tony had contacted me earlier and said that he was out of town and unable to attend today. So I'd make a motion to excuse Tony to today's meeting.
Okay. We have a motion by Marty and a second by Janet to excuse Tony.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Kevin?
Yes. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We will start with the consent agenda items, and the only item on this is the approval for the previous minutes of June 17th, 2019. I will make a motion to approve the previous minutes from June 17th, 2019.
I'll second that.
Okay. I have a motion and a second by Larry.
Janet?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Okay, we'll move on to new business. And Jeff Curry, assessor, requesting the board approval of the tax list corrections for parcels with clerical and or admitted errors. So, this is yours, Jeff.
Okay, I don't know if everybody has any kind of copy. Oh, they do. Perfect. Okay. So we can just use this, then since we can all read along with each other. The first three you're going to see on here are all on 152nd Street. It's 250, 252, and 254. All three of those were in the wrong neighborhood, so they had to be switched from neighborhood 25 to neighborhood 28, equalizing them with their fellow properties in that neighborhood. 252 also had an omitted, oh, I should have checked omitted, well, that's okay, we'll call it a clerical too. It had an outbuilding that got tore down, but they built a brand new one up in the same place of it. So we went back in and had changed the dates around and clean up their outbuilding. It's a Morton building now instead of kind of a older pole building, pole style building. So that one changed as well. What you're going to find, number 4, which is at 1367 E Avenue there. It's also in neighborhood 28. We had deleted these in mass. Within the CAMA system, if somebody remodels, like actually goes in and replaces floors, paints, plumbing, electrical, roof, window siding, that resets its effective life back so much that sometimes it'll mess up our actual cost table, so we'll put a remodel factor on it. This particular remodel factor was not one that we made, so we killed it, so it didn't have our math in it, our numbers in it. And when we reviewed the property, it wouldn't have qualified for a remodel anyway. It did have some updates, but nothing to change a life expectancy that amount. So we just removed the code from it and then used that value. And then we have, after that, we'll look at, they're called unplatted 29-9s. That's all the city of South Sioux. We had in our GIS system when we converted, and there's still some knolls out there we got to get cleaned up. They're called knoll NULLs. They were parcels that when they put our overlays on it, they couldn't match it to our parcel numbers, so they just left those blank without having an owner on them. So Nancy got 3 tax statements, and when she brought them in, she had legal descriptions on them. So I sat down with her, and we went through the GIS system, and I mapped all 3 of them back, and they were all on that it'd be the north end of the lake there where the trees are. It's kind of a slough, not in the lake itself, but back up in that slough before you get to the walking trail. All that is the city of South Sioux as well. So we had it broke into 3 different parcel numbers. So we went in and had to make a bunch of changes on some of that stuff and set those 1, 2, 3, there's 4 that went to exempt for public use. So it's actually number 5, 6, 7, 8, okay. Old 9's old Highway 20, I don't know. Okay, so that's those. And then we had to remove a trailer here on the next one at 216630 at Siouxland Estates. It was actually, I think it was going to go on a sheriff's sale. I think it was Randy that brought it to our attention. They actually burned it down and got rid of it. Mm-hmm. And they never reported it on their mobile home report. We get it the first of the year, so we just assumed the trailer was still on there and moved on. But it is gone, so that one there does not have an improvement anymore. It's just a vacant mobile home lot now. And then we also went out to out on Old Highway 20. He has his own little, Voss has his own little junkyard out there. And that little house it's dilapidated, and it looks like nobody should be living in there, but they do live in it, or he does live there. So we went out there to pick it up because we didn't have the improvement on there, and had the guys walk it and take some pictures. They had the little building out there as a loafing shed. I don't know who did that, but we fixed that too. So his value would have went from 113 up to 121. It's just a few grand worth on that house. It just really, there's not much to it. Actually, I don't even think the plumbing works anymore. It looks like he's collecting water in a barrel on the side of it, too. So that's a tough one about what to do with. So it's definitely has to go on an inspection list to take care of him. The next group, you'll find them all in neighborhood 116. That's a new neighborhood. This is that flat water crossing down by the river. Well, we knew we had a phase one plat. There was also a phase one replat. So we missed these lots. So we went back and had the GIS company replat these lots, and then it's lots 431 to 438. And the bigger ones are at 65,000. The littler ones are all 39,000 out there. So that's all additive there.
Jeff, is that addition TIFed?
It's, they're working on the paperwork now. They have until August. August for the end of August or the first of August. I forget off the top of my head.
So if they TIF that, then those residences will all be TIFed for 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah, for 15. And when I talked to them the last time, they're doing it a little funny. They were like talking about only TIFing three of the parcels that were out there that had houses on them. And I'm like, that's, you're going to end up with I don't know how many TIFs if you just try to TIF individual parcels. It should go in a phase. Like phase one should be a TIF, phase two should be a TIF.
So we'll have houses coming out of the TIF at random different dates.
It looks like how they want to try to do it, and that's going to be a ton of paperwork to manage for us too.
Is the bare lot taxed? Bare lot.
Yeah, we're taxing them on their bare lots. They'd never, you know, like for your development, you turn in your annual developers. Yeah. It's like a discounted cash flow for developers. Yeah. They never turned one in to us.
Or until, but it, right now they pay on assessed value.
Yeah, so right now just they're vacant, empty lots sitting out there. We're actually using the value they're selling them for. Yeah, so they gave us a handout of each lot and what they want for it, and that's what they're assessed at.
And they will never be TIFed until a house is on.
They're not going to TIF it until they actually build the house on it and sell it.
So we'll be getting some revenue in the meantime.
Yeah, so what we're going to do, so it's helping us for the land right now. I mean, this, it works in the long run better for us because we got full land value right now for anything other than a few houses are going to TIF.
Yeah.
So they're all set. That's why we wanted to make sure we got the replat in this year as well for the new lots. Yeah, so it's going to be different. Yeah, there'll be a lot of them coming in. I don't know how they can get a blight study approved after your development's like up and running and you're building houses and selling them. To me, that doesn't, I don't know how they would get a blight down the road, you know what I'm saying? Because they have to blight it first.
Isn't it blighted already, isn't it?
I think, yeah, my understanding is they had a study done.
Mm-hmm,
I haven't seen it personally yet, but they said they did one.
Because I'm on the planning and zoning committee.
Yeah.
And I know they did a blighted study for that development.
And I'm not sure what all they would have used on that one, but they found something out there. I'm not sure what. But so all those lots we need to put back on, so they'll be taxable for this year. And then that last one is Betty, the Garwood place up here. Her outbuildings, it's different because that one has two records. It's partly commercial, partly ag, and partly residential.
No.
If I don't hurry up, I get hit. Now we're sharing. We got weapons. So I had to go back through, and what had happened is her outbuildings got valued on commercial, and they're not commercial outbuildings. Those were actual residential outbuildings. They're like grain bins. They're for the ag purposes, I should say, not residential.
Okay.
So I fixed her back to closer to what her number should be. But it is tricky with where she is now. And that's her new address, 6226 Dakota Avenue, and supposedly there's going to be a road right by her place now. Betty Garwood. Over there, Garwood's place.
Right across from Tyson there. Back to G Street?
Yeah, I guess supposedly that was part of the deal. They were going to put a road in. It would benefit her and the city because of the new solar. They keep expanding that little solar park out
Maybe
there.
Use that to put that. Get that giant battery back there.
Yeah, they're going to need some. Right now it would sink. But I believe that's going to be connected all the way back.
Yeah.
And then they can get into their power and their batteries and, or not, their solar field, and then Betty can use it for the, I think they rent it out. I don't think she does anything with it, like the fish farm and the
tomato. I think the tomato place, too, I think they rent it out.
Yeah, I believe so. Somebody, it might even be a SWIC from in here in Dakota City, but somebody's leasing all that, so she's just living there now.
Yep.
On that, but that's the last one. But that was Betty's place, so we did. She protested, and she had good notes, so we went back through and re-looked at it, fixed those outbuildings, and that's where we ended up. Therefore, omitted and clerical. So we kind of had a mixture of both, omitted and clerical, for this time. And right now, I'm only working on two others. So I don't know our next, whenever we have our next meeting. So knock on wood. Well, I guess it's my head. Is that real wood? Could be. There's only two that I'm working on, so that's good. Hopefully we don't even have this many next time.
Good. All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, you bet. Oh, and the levies and stuff are in there, so you can see kind of what it costs the county and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I left that like that.
All right. Well, I think those were pretty straightforward. So I need a motion to accept the corrections for clerical and or admitted errors.
I make that motion.
Okay.
Second it.
Motion by Marty and a second by Janet.
Marty?
Yep.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet? Yes.
Okay, we'll move on to B. That is closed session to discuss pending litigation negotiations on Turk case 17E0032, 18R0019, 18R0191, 18R0028, 18R096, 17R0240, 18R0022, 17C0089, 18C0173, 18C0174, 18C0175, 18C0216, 18C0047, 18C0013, 18C0006. That's all. So I need a motion for us to go into closed session to discuss pending litigation for Turk on those cases.
I'd make that motion.
Okay, I will second that.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Okay, so we will go into closed session, and it is
1:17.
1:17.
Just say it once more, why?
Okay. We are in closed session to discuss Turk negotiations on the previous cases. And so I'll need a motion to come out of closed session on the previous Turk negotiations.
I can make that motion to come out of closed session to discuss the C through L on the agenda.
Okay, a motion from Janet.
I second that.
Second by Larry.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Kevin?
Yes. Okay, and it is
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. So we are coming out of closed session at 2 o'clock for the Turk negotiations for new business items C through O. Okay. Okay. Well, are you ready, Joan? Okay, so I will make a motion on C to approve county attorney to make settlement negotiation for 17E0032. I need a second.
I'll second that.
Okay. Second by Marty.
Janet?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the county attorney to offer settlement on Turk case 18R0019.
I'll second that.
Marty?
Yep.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Jen?
Yes.
Okay. E, board to approve or deny Turk case 18R0191. I will make the motion for the county attorney to offer settlement in that case.
Second. Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay. F, the board to approve or deny county attorney to make settlement for Turk case 18R0028. And I will make the motion to approve county attorney to offer settlement.
Second that.
Okay.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Kevin?
Yes. Okay. G, approve or deny county attorney to make settlement for Turk case 18R0096. I will make motion to approve county attorney to make settlement.
I second that.
Janet?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yeah.
Okay. H, board to approve or deny county attorney to make settlement in Turk case 17R0240. And right now we do not have an offer. Did I want Bob to?
Did he want to say anything? Nothing to do.
Can I ask a little bit?
Or he can do it.
Okay. Do we need to, if we're not doing any offer,
we don't need to. Yeah, can we just lump those all together and say that, just push them to the next meeting?
Or, well, that we don't have an offer.
Just there's no offer. Okay, yeah, yeah, you're right.
No offer on H.
And we can.
Or all of them.
Okay. New business items, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, and O. They are Turk case 17R0240, 18R0022, 17C0089, 18C0173, 18C0174, 18C0175, 18Z0216, 18C0047, 18C0013, and 18C0006. At this time, we do not have information to give an offer. And we don't need a vote on that. So, our next agenda item is to set dates to meet as a Board of Equalization to review valuation protests that have been filed. And looks like we have in July, we've got referee hearings today and tomorrow, the 9th, the 11th, and the 17th.
So if you meet on July 8th, from 1:30 to 2:30, there's a webinar on the Form 425, which is that new statute, that new bill they just passed on the 20% value reduction, LB 512, that they would like you all to listen to that, see how to address that. We have three or four that have been filed.
Okay. So that would be next Monday?
We could build, you know, some of our time around that and review a bunch of the...
If you want to, 1:30 to 10?
That's the webinar.
1:30 to 2:30 is the webinar.
Okay. Are we thinking all day on Monday with a break between 12 and 2:30? 12:30 to 2:30 with a break? That we can get lunch and the webinar in?
Well, everything, there's still going to be cases heard by the referees after the 8th, right?
Right.
So when is the last referees hearing is on the 17th?
Yeah.
So we'll have to meet one time after the 17th too, right?
You have to meet by the 25th is the deadline.
Mm-hmm. But we should be able to knock out everything that's done up and through this week. On
you have a board meeting?
True.
Well,
we have a board meeting then.
Are they keeping up with
the paperwork?
Or yeah.
The, yeah, because like all the assessor's data is in a folder. And
okay. Okay. Yeah, so they've had hearings June 19, 26, and one in July 2. No hearings were scheduled. So now we're scheduling today hearings on the 9th, 11th, and 17th. The 11th and the 9th are commercial, and then there's one more 17th residential.
So if we meet on the 8th and pick up everything that they have done and
right.
then meet again on the 22nd for maybe a half a day.
There's quite a few heard on those days. Every 15 minutes they met.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What was the total count? It's only 150-ish. Oh, shh.
Yeah, no kidding.
I can lock the doors.
So
but we hadn't quite reached 150 yet. Okay, so if we meet on the 8th at 1:30 and then address anything after the webinar, that, I mean, and you can go as long as you want. I mean,
maybe that would work out fine, you know, just meet at 1:30, hit the webinar, and then just knock out what they've gone through so far. Does that work for...
I'll have to leave at 3:30 because I have a board meeting at the college at 4, but 1:30 to 3:30. Webinar in another hour. If I could leave it at 4 to 4, at latest. Okay, yeah,
and then...
It'd be nice if it would have fallen to where we could have done it prior to a board meeting.
Right, the 15th, that's the 15th is a board meeting if you want.
But then we're still going to have referee meetings on the 17th.
I know. So you want to go to the 22nd?
Yeah, that's probably the option we have.
I'm going to be on vacation all that week, so I'm unavailable the 20th.
You're not really going to get your feet wet on this, are you?
I know. From 1:30 to 2:30, I'll be there for that one. But yeah, I would say the 21st.
Can we get them done in 2 days?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm thinking we're getting it down to a science.
We did it. We did 600 of them.
So on the 22nd, we're going to start like at 9 a.m.?
Yeah. I'm just going to give us a, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we're looking at the 8th.
And on the 8th, you want to wait and start, or do you want to
do it all there on the 8th?
No, do you want to start earlier then?
It'd be nice, because if we could, maybe a little, does that work for you? Because then we could...
Mondays don't work for me at all, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just one of those.
Mondays would be the absolute worst day. But when does everyone want to start? We've got to get it done, so do we want to try to do them in the morning and then just finish with the webinar?
Because there's questions, technically questions after the webinar. Mm-hmm. I mean, then it's open for questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's...
Maybe we should start at 8.
Yeah, and then we can always break up and come back.
9?
Let's not start at 9, okay. And then we'll come back for the webinar.
Okay, so we're looking at the 8th at 9 o'clock.
I have a nap time between 8 and 8:30.
Well, this is going to work out perfect for you.
Yeah, it is. And then I like to cry under my desk for the next 15 minutes. And it takes me 15.
Okay.
Yeah, 9 hits.
Perfect. So,
hey, Jeff.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, and then the 22nd. What is our choice?
We set it for 9 a.m. and then
9 a.m. just run as long as it takes. 9 or whenever.
Yeah. And then it'll go fairly quick with the numbers we're talking compared to the last 2 years.
Yeah, sure.
It'll go.
We can always hold on to hope. It seems to work.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get those 2 dates advertised.
Okay, so we will meet on the 8th at 9 a.m. to hear valuation protests. And
Then we will also meet on the 22nd at 9 a.m. Okay, so those are our dates. Okay. So, that being said, we will move on to mail and or emergency business, which I don't believe we have any. And we'll move on to public comment for the Board of Equalization. All right, no public comment. So we will adjourn the Board of Equalization at 2:12. At 2:12.
Turn that over to Mark.
All right. We'll go ahead and start our regular county commissioner meeting. The current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review for all citizens in attendance. Go ahead and take roll there.
Marty?
Yep.
Tony is absent. Kevin?
Here.
Larry?
Here.
Janet?
Here.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to excuse Tony from the meeting.
Second. Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Marty, yes.
The only...
Larry? Sorry.
The only consent agenda items we have are the previous minutes, approved previous minutes from June 17th and June 26th, 2019.
Make a motion.
Did we skip public comment?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Okay. Right. Did we skip open meetings act? You said that. You said that. Okay.
We'll go ahead and back up to, does anybody here have any public comment of anything that is not on our agenda today? It appears we don't have any comment there, so we'll go ahead and skip ahead to 3, new business.
Do you need to make a motion to approve?
Yeah.
Okay, so you did do consent agenda minutes,
yeah.
Janet Gill, and who seconded that?
I'll second it.
Okay, and Larry?
Yes.
We approve. Janet?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Kevin?
Yes.
All right, we'll go to new business A, board to approve payroll claims for the period of June 16th to June 29th, 2019. I did come in before the meeting, went through all of the payroll claims. Everything appeared to be in order, and got those all signed off on.
I make a motion to approve those.
Second that.
Janet?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Kevin?
Larry. Stain?
Yes.
All right, B, SERDEC, Juvenile Division, Juvenile Diversion Officer, requests approval, chair to sign 1 Nebraska Crime Commission Grant Award and Special Conditions 19-CB-0529 to Dakota County for alternative detention and juvenile diversion in the amount of $80,425,000. County in-kind match of $8,936 for a total of $89,361. 2, Nebraska Crime Commission award a special condition 19-EB-063 for Dakota County for teen court in the amount of $7,500 and a county in-kind match of $833 for a total of $8,333.
So what's our match, I guess?
It's an in-kind match, so we use the cost to detain juveniles in detention, juvenile boarding costs, and we used SRO officer in the schools, and then we've used attorneys that are used to litigate juvenile cases.
Okay.
Sarah's not here, but Kim is the...
Yeah, I didn't give that to you. No, I didn't take it back.
You did.
What,
okay.
With me.
I got it. I printed it out again, too. So if you want to just look at it real quick. Kim is the project director on both of those. Sarah is the coordinator, and I'm the fiscal officer. So.
And the team court is more than it's been in the past. Is that right? Is the grant a little more than it for the team court portion of that, or no?
Team court, they reduced the CB grant by $10,000, but then they always have an optional grant to apply for, so then team court went for that money, and they approved both of them.
Okay.
Yeah, I think this has been a great project. It's well worth it. It really is.
Anything that can help people out a little bit, keep a few people out of jail, hopefully get them on a straight and narrow, help them out, make a big difference for them.
Yeah, catch them early, give them good options, tools to work with to change behaviors. So
I agree.
I'll make a motion to approve the chair to sign the Nebraska Crime Commission Grant Award Special Conditions 1 and 2.
I'll second that.
Marty?
Yep.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet? Yes.
All right, number C. Letter C. Board to approve or not approve highway superintendent to hire additional new employees, either as regular, full-time, or part-time, or temporary, seasonal. I think this is on here more for discussion than anything. Wanting to see if we think that, some additional help would help us get some of those things done that need to be done, or just kind of what we're thinking. It's kind of for discussion. What do you think, Brad?
Could you use more employees?
Well,
of course.
I've had a commissioner pick up a application. We've talked about needing help. I've talked to commissioners at Finance Committee about needing more help. As far as part-time help on the weekends, I don't know if the union would go along with that, to be right honest with you, running county equipment on weekends. Not a union rep. Haven't spoke to any of them what they would say about that. I think if you talk to other counties, entities, that you'll find out they have what they call a dirt crew. Talk to other commissioners about not getting things done, culverts laid, dirts, roads built up. When you're with the bare seven operators, two truck drivers, anytime you start a project, you pull two, three people from their regular jobs to try and complete something. The other thing is just weather. I think we can all look around and see the roads, fields, everything is changed quite a bit from weather.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it comes down to what the county can budget.
Yeah.
See, I picked up that application for one major reason, and that was to find out if anyone on the application that says the employee should work, will have to work overtime hours if asked, requested to, And I didn't see it there. It's not in there. And it's my feeling, like when we're having rock truck, we probably spent probably $40,000 maybe trucking rock. I don't guess, I don't know the amount, but I can figure it out. But it looked to me like if one were to have the drivers, if they had to, but if they don't, I mean, that's where this in the application form, when they hire on for a job, it should plainly state, when the county's in a crisis mode, they shall be required to work additional hours, which would be overtime hours, as much as 4 hours a day for driver of the trucks. And equally with the operators, The motor graders, it's my belief that if they work 10 or 12 hours a day, that would free up more people to go out and do something constructive. And I don't, and I know it's going to cost more money, and I ain't saying it needs to be done at all. There's a few minor things out here in the county that are a necessity. And I guess if a guy was going to spend money we don't have, it should ought to be on North Bluff Road, repairing them panels to keep moving and so forth and get it tarred. And then there's a couple of roads that really need to get elevated some, you know. But anyways, this is back to the fact it costs less to put people on, have them working overtime than it does to hire a contractor to come in and build a road or do constructive things. Now there's a contractor that grades roads for Thurston County. He charges a quarter, supposedly, I haven't talked to him personally, $250,000 a year. Well, if you got 100 miles, it's $250,000, 100 miles of road. Well, it seems like a lot of money, but if you look at our budget, it's pretty big. And like I said, it's my belief that it can happen. I mean, to work the overtime to eliminate hired help or hired done by others. And we currently now, what you mentioned was, you know, you didn't know about part-time union and this and that, but currently we have one farmer contractor guy grading 4 miles of road on a regular basis with his own equipment, and then we have another individual mowing the county roads with the county equipment. Now, I'm assuming, I don't know, is he getting paid or not getting paid? I'm assuming he's not, you know. But irregardless, the way I see it, liability-wise, as a county, we'd be liable for our equipment being out there operated by someone that's not employed by the county. If that's the case, maybe that party, was that party with the mowing? Is he part-time help with the county or
he,
what?
He had to be a part-time minimum wage.
So he is getting paid.
Just like you said, for the liability part.
Yeah. Now, whereas if I go out there, my motor grader do something for nothing, and that farmer guy does something for nothing, it's nothing to the county, because we could be driving down a county road with our equipment and cause an accident, and how would the county be involved? I can't see that. Kim can answer that better than I. If a person's going down the road, whether it's a car, pickup, tractor, or combine, and there's an accident, how is the county responsible? Unless the county failed to provide a wide enough road, maybe, or have a workshop outside the road and they try to pass and they say, well, the county should have had a wider road.
It depends on a lot of things.
Yeah, I know. So
is that person working for the county?
County road maintenance.
I think we've had this issue come up where we've sent a letter.
Yeah, he was going to, but never sent it.
As far as not doing maintenance. Yeah.
But it never got sent. Well, Fred didn't say that.
No,
it was taken care of. Well, how's that to me?
It's just that the county's aware. The reason the county would be liable is because we're aware that you're doing it, and we did nothing to stop you.
Well, how does that particular guy do it every week?
We wrote him letters from the county attorney to please stop doing it.
Okay, I was at a meeting one time and they said, well, the letter wasn't necessary because he's got the message. And that was a year ago, but maybe whatever. Irregardless, I guess if you got a letter, you got a letter. But he still grades the road.
Some people will stop and some people will not.
So what happens if they don't stop? What's done about it?
I guess if you want to push the issue, that's where we'd probably use the county attorney and the sheriff's department.
So must not be pushing the issue, I guess. So I can go ahead and grade roads then until they catch me.
Well, you would be the person that would be in position to push it because you're on the county road, you know, you're overseeing the county road as a commissioner. So you're the one that would start the ball rolling.
I don't care if it gets pushed or not, to be honest with you. The road's got to get graded one way or the other. So
back to the question about, so the contract, now they can't, like if it snows on the weekend, we don't have to.
What's that?
So what happens when it snows on the weekend if they are not supposed to, the contract says they aren't supposed to work on the weekend? I'm confused about that. So then what happens? Then we use seasonal or part-time or temporary people? Or?
I guess that is what you guys can make a decision on, whether the road department can always use more.
But as it stands right now in the winter, if it's Friday night and we're getting a big blizzard, your guys all come to work Saturday morning.
Correct.
Okay. The roads. They do.
The contract allows Fred to
call. Correct. And even if there's a storm or something, I mean, we come out and
That's
okay, you have the ability to
They have the ability to work them on
an
emergency situation like that.
So is this, is this emergency, I guess, is what? Are the roads?
And if we have to work 12 hours for something that needs to be done, I mean, to actually get a road on, it's happened before we've done it. Would it be great that we work 10, 12 hours all the time? It sure would. You get more done in longer hours or something. It's just, it just comes back to the money and the overtime and the budgeting and all that.
If you had the opportunity, or you just said, hey, guys, let's really try to get the roads in shape for a week. Let's go ahead and work, you know, tens for a week. Do you think they would respond to that? Do you think they would be willing to do
that?
We
actually did that back in March when we had that problem. The problem is that we had two more months of wet weather after that. Mm-hmm. You couldn't ease up. But we tried to haul rock and grade roads for 2 weeks on 10-hour days.
Mm-hmm. So if we want to here in the not too distant future, if we want to just, you know, try to get maximum coverage in the course of a week and a week or two and let them
catch up.
Yeah.
Are there, or like for all these special projects? I mean, how would we normally handle a special project like a bridge or a road realignment? Or is it just kind of part of the general? I'm dumb at this, but is it just part of a general plan? Like this year we're going to do this road and this road. Or in the
sometimes,
projects.
Unless that plan gets, I got the daily little planner. I write my things down on roads graded, graveled, fixed, and usually by the time I go down my list, especially this year, something else is already bumped up ahead. Yeah. Either a call from a resident commissioner, or something else pop up.
So these seven people kind of have their assigned duties and special projects.
Correct.
Okay.
They have their districts to
district
take care of.
Okay, that's how it works. That helps. I understand.
I guess when we finalize our budget or look over them one more time, if you want to decide whether we could squeeze in something, it's also, you know, more man means more equipment too. So.
Yeah.
I tell you one thing that could help, it'd help a little would be if the guy didn't come into the shop an hour ahead of quitting time. You know, as always, minimum a half hour. A lot of times you'll see them rolling in at 45, 50 minutes before quit time. And I think, I just can't. I shouldn't even go around. I should see. I wouldn't see it. But I mean, it's just a terrible waste. You know, get rolling in the morning. And I'm not the only individual that thinks the way I know it is. Is lucky to be 5 hours a day of productivity per person. Not all of them, not all the guys, but it's out there.
And I don't know if people are getting more organized, because I've definitely made some phone calls lately, you know, people complaining about that. But, you know, and I don't know if it's like, hey, a bunch of them got together, let's make a bunch of phone calls. But I've been getting more phone calls.
That's just a fact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, one individual the other day was sitting down the owner last week, a week ago, or I think it was a week ago, but I drove by, and it appeared like he was texting, and he looked like this, and then I come back 2 hours later, and he was like this. He never looked, so I assumed he was sleeping. same spot and everything, you know. It didn't have that much to do, evidently. He couldn't have been doing it. He was parked right in front of the motor grader door on the, where the motor grader's parked, you know. And I, it's pathetic. And then I get, the tow had called you about Ireton because that, the guy didn't call me. I just, I've been watching it weekly, Ireton Avenue. And it hasn't been done, and I mean, I forget when the motor grader was there last.
I talked to the operator this morning about it. He says it's been getting done every time he does North Bluff or South Bluff, except for the last time, the last 2 weeks, he says. He hasn't made it up that far. It's going to get done again this morning.
It got done about 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago. And I drive it every week, and I can tell if there's been somebody there, I'll guarantee you. No, I know he wasn't. He had been there 5-6 weeks. You probably ask people, they'd say he'd probably longer than that.
Anytime that part of South Bluff gets bladed, Ireton is supposed to get bladed.
Supposed to get bladed, right. And I, as far as I'm concerned, if he gets well, Ryan should probably be doing that though, because he has no hard feelings with any one individual that lives up there. See, that's just the way it is. I mean, I think that that strife got to quit. I can't have that, you know. Now when you're a public employee, you know, it wouldn't be. I guess if I had my say about it, it wouldn't be. But.
All right, thanks, Fred. We'll go ahead and, like I say, kick it around, and then when we get back into our final budget stuff, we'll talk about it, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
And then we'll go ahead and go to miscellaneous and get the road report.
June 16th to 29th, 241 hours of road maintenance, debris removal 12 hours, blacktopping 12, gravel haul 5,497 ton, 7 hours of weed spraying, road concerns, gravel F Avenue, Saddle Lane, 175th, Hamlin Avenue, E Avenue, and 230th. There's a couple, most of these, when we do our road concerns, it's the ones that go through Jolene on the phone. I got a couple from commissioners, like M Avenue needs to be graded.
Hey, Fred, where's Saddle Lane at? It doesn't ring a bell with me.
You know where West Sarpy is, where it's the road that runs off there. Jim Dingus.
Okay.
He lives on the very end of it. There used to be a Christensen that lived on it too, that at Val married Rick Clements. Anyway, they used to live out there years ago.
Okay.
Dead end road.
All right, thank you. Hey, one other thing. The culvert, did you get some bids on culverts, or we're in the process?
Yes. One bid was 26, the other one was 44. I had a comment that maybe we should engineer and change our bidding process, and that is up to the board as well. If we would like to see more, a different way to bid it, to get more contractors involved.
Okay. Is there a different way you think that we could approach it?
If we engineer it, the problem is I go out and show them the work that needs to be done. It'd be nice, it's a little more expensive, but if you had an engineer's design, everybody's got that same thing in front of them.
Actual spec sheet that they got to meet.
I'm not an engineer, and I'm not going to tell you I am. What I tell each contractor to do is the same, but it is probably a little too big. Mm-hmm. But again, that was, if you want to throw these bids out and have an engineer look at it, push it down the road a little bit.
Is 26 high price, good price, decent price?
I think it's pretty cheap for removal of old structure and relaying the pipe.
Does that pipe go, is that one pipe, both?
That's all one pipe.
That's all one pipe.
And it'll sit at a little bit of an angle because we're going to go back and straighten the creek out a little bit to the east. But the south end will be not right where the bridge is.
But there's two bridges there, though.
Huh?
There's two bridges.
Correct.
So is there going to be a pipe for each bridge?
There's the one uphill. There's a second little bridge.
There's a second one, 92 pipe there, 36 inch. That's not part of this bid, though. That was, I just bid this.
To get that big bridge.
This is all one thing right now with the highway.
Yes.
Yeah. Those two pieces that are set in there.
And they're going to be put in there, twin pipes or one long pipe?
One long pipe.
One long pipe.
6 footer. It's 80 foot long. Like I said, it sits at a little bit of an angle.
Yeah, I understand. Well, but you can just, as far as removing the structure, can't a guy just knock that top in?
Top? It might all be poured in together with a... Well, I was just going to take the top. I told the two contractors to look at it. If they take 3 foot down, that would be the structure of the bridge in the wing... Yeah. Excuse me, in the wing walls,
yeah.
and then fill the existing creek that's there full of dirt, and then make a roadway out of that. I don't want. There's no reason to take out the whole structure, the abutments down below.
So that was going to cost $26,000 to install.
26 and some change.
Yeah, 26.6, I think.
26,000.
And a 44 and a.
And the other bid was 44 or something.
How many bids were there? Did you get one from O'Man?
No. He did not contact me. MIA, Steve Harris, Dale Hines said I called him, but he wasn't interested at all. I can't think of his name now out of Wall Hill.
Cooney?
Cooney. This is the other, the 44,000 bid we had. Actually, it's two guys that will work. It'll be basically Cooney's equipment with Bullet Baudet and can't think of that.
Yeah, he's your right price anyway.
But anyway, they've been doing work with Cooney's equipment on.
Bullet's not at John Deere anymore?
No.
Bill Baudet.
Well, did you get a chance to go out and look at Hogan's Bridge in that dirt work I was talking about?
On what's that, Larry?
On Hogan's Bridge.
Yes. I looked at that before. It was even gravel.
Oh. Went by the dirt on the right side. It was too high on the north side compared to the rest of the road.
In my opinion, we should have left it just the way it was to begin with.
Yeah, but you can never get a combine. Whoever, a combine's 15 foot or better. Even them grain wagons.
Like I said, that's my opinion.
All right. Thanks, Fred.
All right.
Appreciate it. B, Bob Giese regarding discussion amending the pop machine agreement between the Dakota County Employee Association and the Board of Commissioners. And Bob?
Good afternoon.
Thanks for your patience.
Oh, this road stuff's really interesting.
A lot of questions today.
So just a little background information for you that don't know. So somebody once upon a time decided that we would establish the employee POP fund, and by law we couldn't do that without being compensated somewhat for the use of the electricity, I guess. So we got a couple, three, four POP machines in the building, and so we have the employee POP fund. The fund pays a penny a can. This was established, earliest I saw was 1992. The employees pay a penny a can to the county general fund for the use of the electricity. We buy the pop, fill the pop, take care of it. So there's a fund, and it was set up, and the money was to be used for flowers, for somebody that died, or somebody's spouse, or child, or anyway, some mm-hmm. employees, immediate family, and also the annual employee recognition dinner, which is a slash Christmas party. So that money has been used for that, and I see in 92. Or whenever one of the things Joan found, we had a couple $1,000 in the employee pop fund. Well, it's over five now, and we've been doing Christmas parties and flowers. So a couple ideas that were kicked around, and I don't, you guys all have the agreement? Okay, so anyway, so the agreement kind of stipulates that what the funds can be used for flowers and Christmas party. So there's been a couple other ideas discussed that maybe, well, what if we did a farewell recognition? So, for instance, when Judge Vaughn left, somebody asked, you know, can we use some funds to pay for, say, a cake or mints or whatever for when he left? That was the first time somebody asked about that. And we can't do that. That's one thing we can't do. So one of the ideas was then, as you can see, that first line on that top paragraph was to, for somebody that was been here 10 years, maybe do a farewell plaque or do something for them and be paid out of the
pot.
They
don't have that part. Mike, that was,
oh, they don't have that?
That was, anyway, that was, no,
that was that. One of the ideas was if you've been here 10 years, you retire, maybe we'll do a plaque, maybe we won't. Maybe they don't want a plaque, maybe they won't. Another idea was what if we had a lunch, like we had Sneaky's Chicken brought in the break room, offered to all employees, not just the courthouse, but, and you guys would be included too, not that that matters, but it'd be for everybody. And that would be paid out of that fund if we did that. And the other thing I mentioned was, what if we gave everybody, because everybody doesn't go to the Christmas party, what if everybody got a turkey? What if everybody got something? So I guess, and so we got to thinking, well, who? Right now it's pretty cut and dried. It's Christmas party flower fund. There's no other thing. So when we start looking at what can we can't do anything else with the money because that's all we have. So then we're like, well, okay, well, what does? And I knew there had to be a resolution or something established. What does it say? And it says that. It just says just that. So when we start looking at maybe making some changes, and these are all approved by the board, these Christmas Party Flower Fund is all approved by, and we don't run those through you, but that's what we can do, up to $50 for a Christmas party. So if we were going to change something, that has to be done the way it is structured now, at least in my mind, it would have to be, you guys would have to allow the employee pop fund or whatever it's called for us to do something else, mm-hmm. which then gets into, okay, well, who is the Joan, help me with, it's the Dakota County Employees Association. Okay, that's who we are, and that's all of us, I guess. Well, who is that? I don't know, it's all of us. So who would approve, mm-hmm. something? So who's on that? Well, I don't know. We don't
back
know.
Back in '92,
yeah.
It was Clem Dean that signed.
Clem.
So we don't.
He was the one, yep. That, you know, filled the pot machine.
Right.
Now Bob does it.
So we don't. There's nobody. Anyway, so
there's
we
no
either
no
have to. So I guess my suggestion or just thoughts are, we either have to say, okay, well, maybe all the maybe, and it could be some. It can be a commissioner. It can be all the. Anyway, a committee of employee, the Dakota County Employees Association. Who's on that? Well, nobody right now except all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So do we establish that? Or the other thing is that in the, you guys all have this, in the 1, 2, 3, in the fourth paragraph down, the last sentence of that paragraph is the Dakota County employees may use for a flower fund and for the employee's annual recognition party. All I did was add, instead of annual recognition party, I put employees recognition dinners offered to all employees / farewell awards, whatever. We can amend the language, or the other option is, I guess, from your standpoint is, okay, we're going to have the employee Dakota County Employees Association is going to be the director of the fund. We don't have to come to the board. You guys say we don't need to know what you guys you know. In other words, so
the board chair signs this.
Okay.
At every reorganizational meeting. So if we change this document, I think it has to come to the board.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, so those are just all, and we don't have to, we're not going to solve anything today, but if anybody has any thoughts, suggestions, just a little more flexibility because...
You touched on that gift card to Hy-Vee.
Yeah. You know, rather than a hammer... Maybe a gift card to Hy-Vee or one of the local places to where then everybody, you know, would get something they got.
Anything.
So everybody felt like they
got something. And some offices, when we have the parties, I guess we're not supposed to call them a Christmas party. It's a recognition party. We've bought gift cards at Hy-Vee. We've given them away, and other offices do that at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if we were going to buy, something for everybody... We probably can't do that right now, whether it's a gift card or...
There's not enough money in the fund.
No, there's money, but I don't know.
Saying because of this agreement. Yeah.
Right. I don't know if that would...
I don't know how much money is in there, Bob, but if we would put that in there and then do that every year, would we run out of money?
Yeah, well, we just...
Well...
I guess...
And right now, we spend...
Times 25 times 103 employees. Yeah,
and that may not happen. Right now, we spend roughly, for the number of people that come to the Christmas party, we spend about, I'm going to say $1,200 for the Christmas party. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whether you give, big, Marty, you won one.
Yeah, that's right. I knew the Bruce Springsteen saying Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah, what'd you win for that?
$25 gift card.
$25. So, just kind of fun stuff like that. But anyway, so that's about $1,200. So, but in the meantime, we're replenishing that money every year, and it's really not going down, which is a good problem to have. So, then I got to thinking, and I talked to Joan, and we bounced a couple ideas around. Well, what about a lunch? What about a turkey? What about a this? What about a that? And we really can't. We can't do that really right now. So anyway, if you have any thoughts.
About how much money is it, you think?
It's over 5,000 and it's closer to 6.
We had to put was low on money.
We're not buying gravel, is it, Larry?
So that's what it is. And really, I mean, if And that's fine. We don't have to do anything if we don't want to. But and knock on wood, we haven't had too many flowers lately.
Yeah.
Or anything for anybody passing away. But anyway, so the pot fund is fine, and if we could and the dinners, any additional dinners, a lunch or something, would be for all. They would be sent out to all employees of the county, whether it was...
Is $50 still enough for a funeral flower?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You send a plant, usually, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably enough for a plant.
Yeah. So the only change we've made in the last, 20-some years is up in that $30 limit to $50 for a flower for...
Mm-hmm.
And there's really no limit on... I shouldn't say that. There's really no limit on the Christmas party. Every office is in charge of it.
Employees at it. I mean, does their own thing. A third, maybe.
As the employees go,
and so it would be nice to for everybody to get.
So it's in the evening. It's not like a
right.
So would we do that instead of the Christmas party?
Or both. Or both. It's just something for the employees, really. Hey, thanks or whatever. We're gonna have a lunch or something. And
if you did, like
it's it. Not. I think we can do. We could probably do lunch with Sneakies for $500 and
maybe you want to give make easily. It kind of a.
how specific you want to get. I mean, if we would say, you know, a gifts or gift card for employee, then I'm scared we're going to spend that money down.
Yeah. And then I mean, if you did a gift card, you certainly couldn't do that every year.
Right.
No.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, it'd be a nice
maybe a different one each year. Maybe we could, do a gift card one year or a summer picnic another year or a
lunch year.
A lunch, a catering lunch another year.
You know, and we could. We could establish or designate members for the
weekend
employee.
A weekend picnic with booze.
Only non-alcoholic.
Like out at the lake, mm-hmm. just have an employee Saturday or Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just something where you
bring your kayak.
Put a buffet on for the employees.
Something like that. Because right now it just says. Annual dinner, mm-hmm. annual recognition
party.
So that means one.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to, anyway. But if we want to, or we could establish, as I said, that employee, the county employee, and make somebody from every office on that committee, and have to go, you know. That committee, they could make the decision.
That would be the first step
on what we want to do. So,
I think that'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just when we do the reorganization or in January, that.
Well, it would be nice to have it done before then, so that when it came to be approved, we would have a revised agreement
okay.
put together. So.
So, do you think we could just establish and get somebody from every office?
Just have each department head, you know, find somebody, and then just put them all in an email group to where they can communicate with each other, and then
gear on it.
But we'd have to change our deal first, the agreement to
to allow something, and I guess I don't know how we do that, Kim.
Maybe put on the pretty. Open agenda next for one of the meetings to like set up your committee.
Yeah, to revise and set up.
Do we need? There's already an employee association. We just know who's on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
But do we have to revise the agreement? Don't we to have more than one event?
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. But I don't think the board has to take any action for the employees to meet. To revise the agreement to bring it back to the board.
No,
right.
I would think so.
Right.
I agree.
So, you know, I keep looking at what it says after that.
I can send an email out to everybody and say, who wants to be on this committee? We'll see if I can get more than two people to volunteer.
Oh, somebody will. I mean, and then down the road, though, I think the line that says the balance of the proceeds collected shall be for the only Dakota County Employee
right.
Association.
Yeah. And that's what we bring back to the board.
And then we fine-tune it from there.
Yep.
You know, and at the discretion of the Dakota County Employee Association members,
yeah,
et cetera.
So. Sounds good.
Perfect.
Right. Yep.
No roads.
No gravel for you there.
Lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get a job in the county, though. Minimum wage is better than nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get a county motivator, so I don't got to buy the fuel and wear and tear. And rather get one of them.
Thanks, Bob.
The guy gets paid to get a mower and tractor, a $250,000 tractor. Wow.
C, county board to make our quarterly jail visit. I believe the sheriff's on vacation this week, isn't he?
I'm on vacation as well. I don't know if he is.
I think I ran into him yesterday at a benefit breakfast, and he said he's on vacation this week. So we'll reschedule that.
Okay.
And then Commissioner Committee Reports. Anybody have anything these last couple of weeks?
Go ahead.
I went to the Natural Resources thing. District thing. They are planning to do a household... In August and September, Dakota City, a household waste pickup, and in Homer, and electronics.
Oh, nice.
So those are upcoming events this fall.
Still got a couple tube TVs I need to get rid of. with you out. All right, mail or emergency business?
Did Larry have a committee report?
Oh,
no, I didn't, but the emergency business, you know, never asked Fred about the bridges, those abutments. Were they going to get sheet piling or something in?
I know that, were they having engineers, was the engineer coming up to look at it in the boat?
Well, long time ago they did, supposedly.
Okay.
We had him up here more than two meetings ago.
Are we talking about the high bridge?
Well, no, well, that plus the one there right there at Jackson, the south end of it.
Yeah.
And then the Hubbard, the one over the south end of that bridge over to Hubbard. You know, it's
scouring.
Yeah, man.
On the roads, a question that is I've been thinking about. I know Dixon County, they use the township model, and I don't know enough about that. I've asked some questions, but does it make a difference if somebody lives in that area and kind of that's their... These are their neighbors. These are their friends. They're kind of getting the calls from them. And I don't know. Does that work any better?
That a county employee lives in
it. We wouldn't have three commissioners from Jackson. You'd have to have a commissioner from
Jackson. No, Janet would just have to take care of Emerson. Bitch, you're Homer. Bitch, she's a Homer girl.
I don't know, I was just curious because the ownership happens a little easier.
I've asked that question with the township models. The townships, like even with the purchase of gravel and the use of machines, it's usually the township will buy 70% of the gravel and then they'll use one of the county machines and they'll offset back and forth. Each township doesn't have.
It gets pretty tricky.
Yeah, there's a lot of that back and forth.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
We approved it.
You did? Okay, so I need it.
You're good to go.
1 o'clock is the meeting.
Why did I think it was at 3?
That's what it used to be.
But we need
it used to be. Well, all right.
We need you to sign.
Oh, you do? Okay, well, then it's good at game. Sorry about that.
It still throws me. I'm like...
Yeah.
Oh, did I put it here? What did I do with it?
It was everything's going good, though?
Yeah, everything's going wonderful.
Two of them.
Yep, all very good.
All right. Next year, the Crime Commission grant is going to be a reimbursement grant.
Mm-hmm.
Right as it's at now, we're allowed to do a cash request, guess at what we're going to spend this month, mm-hmm. and then they reimburse us, and they're getting a little more tight with their money, and they want to
reclaim the receipts and everything before they...
So anyway, I will probably have you approve a claim. Transferring what I call seed money from inheritance tax. You know, just because the auditor turn around, the auditor doesn't want a negative balance. We can't show that we expended from nothing, so I don't know how else to do it.
Yep, fund changes.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, sir.
You know,
do you want me to send those back or jump?
Remember that girl that was here? And she was supposed to call me?
Mm-hmm.
I was going around the shore.
Yeah.
I must have scared a plum out of the county. I mean, she never did call.
She was from Simcoe.
Yeah, I know. See, and then I never got a call. I was serious. I was going to take her and show her.
Yeah, show her the different places.
Get some money. She said, no, she ain't got no money or something. I scared her bad.
Mm-hmm. The lady from Simcoe that was going to come meet Larry and go riding around.
I was going to
shore the county.
I was going to shore the different park or everybody.
The park, yeah, that was right. She was in the park development, yeah.
Yeah, right, man. Money's available for
that. Has she contacted? Yeah. I have heard nothing on that.
That's what I said.
I'm not sure if that they accept that. It's just, I think there. It's a July 1st money. Okay. Is the money. I'm not sure.
I hope the one with the
it's not Hawaii.
Veterans.
Home I'm hoping that veterans one comes through because that would be phenomenal for a lot of our local veterans.
Yeah.
All right, so that takes us to adjournment. And then Larry.
I guess you're going to work for the county.
2 weeks. 2 weeks, you're coming in to look at bills with me. Or no, next week. Next meeting. In 2 weeks.
Next meeting. That might be in the hospital. Is that the 8th?
Oh, no, it's the
15th.